Vince Wilfork joins us on a Patriots Monday.
What's going on, fellas?
How you
What's
doing?
Up, Vince?
Good, good, good. Can't complain. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Another one.
Another one. You know, I told you, man, we're gonna be like the Molinas or something. Right? We're gonna get a whole team of just catchers.
Just have them
be in Major League Baseball for 10 to 12 years, all of them.
Nothing wrong with that. Kids are a beautiful thing, man.
It is. It's unbelievable.
Oh yeah.
It really is.
Oh,
you know, yeah. you spend some of the time you just spend just looking at them.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just saying, I'm sitting there holding them for 45 minutes, an hour, just looking, hour and a half, and then you find out. Oh, it's time for a change. So you look at your arm. Okay. Didn't even realize what was going on here.
Stuff going on down there that I didn't.
Absolutely.
So I got to tell you, one of the highlights of the night for me was the pose. The flex pose you had going there last night. Was that your tribute to Clay Matthews or something?
No, pretty excited. We play this game, and sometimes I think we can be too serious. And, when you make a play, it's okay to celebrate. It's okay to, have fun with your teammates. It's okay for that, And, I was just excited. So I say, man, I got some 23-inch pipes. I can showcase mine a little bit. So I know James Sanders, he's pretty jacked up. So I don't know if I'm a top his. Now, James have a photo now where he's posing. And he looked like almost a bodybuilder. He got some guns on him. So I give credit where credit is due. So, I was just excited, caught up in the moment, and just kind of give, our team a spark.
Now, we had a little bit of a debate earlier because we had a guy who called and said, we're being too negative. Hey, they're 12-2, still the best team in the league. And I was just pointing out it was not one of your better games as a team. And if you play like this in January, it's going to be a short January. Is that fair to say that it was not a typical Patriot game?
I look at both sides. Yes, it wasn't our greatest games. We didn't go out and dominate like we wanted to at times. And at the same time, if we play that going forward, we will get beat. Green Bay is a good football team. That organization, everything they had been through from injuries, from, new guys coming there, through staff, whatever it may be, they come to play every Sunday. Whoever is on the field, they're going to give it their all. And you saw last night, Flynn came out through the week. We looked at film on him, and we said, hey, I don't think they'll miss a beat with him. They'll try to move the pocket, try to get him out the pocket a little bit, but making throws, he can run his offense. So it didn't shock us that, he made the plays he made and he made the throws that he made. It didn't shock us that he ran their offense. That didn't shock us. So I think, you look at this game and say, Patriots didn't play like they played, the last couple of weeks. Well, the last couple of weeks, we only gave up, 10 points and we can't blow everybody out every week. And I think sometimes, as players, coaches, fans, you look at teams that we played the last couple of weeks and, we handle them pretty well. It's not going to be like that all the time. We expect to win. That I don't care what the margin of win is. We expect to win every time we take the field. I don't care if it's by 40. I don't care if it's by one. I don't care if it goes in overtime. We expect to win. Especially this time of the year, late in December, you have to win ball games. No matter how you look at it, no matter how you win, you got to win. So, with everything saying we didn't play our best last night, we started slow, we gave up, we was inconsistent. Yeah, I understand that. We can learn from that. But at the same time, a W is a W. Playing against a good Green Bay football team, and just because they didn't have Aaron Rodgers didn't mean his team was going to go in the tank. You will not take, you will not take the victory from us. You will not make us feel bad like it's an end in the road because we gave up 27 points or whatever it is, or we was inconsistent at times. Yes, it's things we can work on and we can learn from, which we will. And I'm pretty sure, Bill will have some highlights, and that's understandable. That's all part of coaching and playing. You got to go through that. But this New England Patriot team, we work our tails off. We work our tails off from the preparation, from the coaching staff getting us in the right situations, from the players going out there and making plays when it counts. We work our tails off the whole week. So for us to go on the field and things not swing our way, penalties, just mistake football that we've done, that's unacceptable. I understand that. But we overcame that. We made the plays that got us the W. We played pretty good situational football, especially when it came down with 18 seconds left. I don't know how long it took them to run a play, but we knew they was out of timeouts. We knew the longer they take to try to get the play, we're happy. And I'm looking at the film, I'm like, look, we're set before the offense is set defensively because we waiting and we know the situation. So, I mean, we just have to keep stringing them together and get better and just find a way to win. You know, the mistakes we made, learn from them. We can't allow them to happen, especially down the road, because we're going to see better teams. It's going to be bigger matchups. It's going to be better matchups. So we can't afford to make them down the road. If so, we'll be in a long run.
It seemed that the two biggest negatives for me was third down defense again. I think they were 11 for 19 or something like that. And tackling. No. We were talking about tackling issues. You guys had some guys down in places and just didn't get them on the ground.
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's always an issue. Third down, we got to be able to get off the field. I don't care however you slice, we got to be able to get off the field and tackling. We're a pretty good tackling football team. And last night we had our moments. But you know what? Tackling is all it's about an attitude, you know, being able to put your face in that dude's face and get him on the ground. That's what tackling is all about. So it's something, like I say, we was inconsistent last night. We definitely were inconsistent. And big thing, you know, we hurt ourselves with the penalties. That's first and foremost. I think the penalties played probably the biggest part in this more than anything.
What did you think of your own penalties? What was your take on it? One was I know you felt like you got held, and then it was a face mask.
The
offside.
The offside was a bonehead. I mean, we knew they was going to do that, but, it is what it is. I accept my role. Hey, I screwed up with offside. That was totally unacceptable of me. And with the face mask, that's just, you know, I was just trying to make a tackle. It wasn't, you know, I wasn't going for his face mask. And once it got caught up in there, you know, it's at the position I was at, it was kind of hard for me to get it out. So, it happens. You know, it happens. But, will it stop me from playing aggressive and going out and being having fun? No, it won't, you know. First two penalties of the year for me, you know, and
those are your first two of the year, huh?
Yeah, I'm pissed off about it.
Cause you were trying to set the record. You're trying to go a whole year.
I'll try and go a whole year.
Go a whole year without it.
And you know what? And that's a goal of mine. But I take responsibility for that. You know, that's all on me. You know, and I told my defense I owe them one for that and everything. So.
Got to pay any kind of fine or anything like that? You got to, like, a little petty cash?
No. The league will probably fine me, though.
They always do.
That's
right?
Why your boy was here yesterday. Yes, we got to pull him aside and say, hey, what's up? Roger Goodell was here yesterday.
You have to understand the rules is rules. You know, I mean, I don't care if you grab a face mask by mistake or you're trying to. You know, it is what it is. Every face mask is a 15-yarder now. It's no incidental.
Right.
You know, so I expect to get fined. And, you know, like I said, it's part of the game. It wasn't something I tried to do, you know. But, you know, it happens sometimes. You get in a situation in the game where, you know, it's trying to make a tackle or you just let them go and run free. I mean, so those things, it may work in your favor at times. It may not. You know, and I think that was one that didn't work in my favor.
You know who I feel bad for, Vince? Seriously.
Who that?
I feel bad for your defensive teammate, Kyle Arrington. He intercepts a pass. He breaks four tackles. He goes 30 yards into the end zone.
Some spins.
I mean, he's got everything moving, and he got the second best run of the night for the Patriots. The second best run, Kyle. I mean, you had to see that big guy, Dan Conley, going up the sideline going, man, look at those moves.
I mean, a guy that size, you know, for him to be running away from people like my size, that's you don't see that every day. So you got to take your hat off to him.
That was your guy, too. I mean, Vince, that guy's up there near your size, and you're seeing him rumbling up the sideline.
Yeah, he he showcased everything for a big guy last night. You know, we can do it all. And, you know, I'm proud of him. He'll get a game ball in mine. I don't care. When we saw that play, I say, man, look here. If we can't get pumped up for this game, off of that, we have a problem.
We got something for the undercard now. Brady versus Vince is the main event. So now we got Connolly versus somebody.
Arrington.
On the undercard. I don't know who it's going to be.
Kyle, it was like you could have.
Dan.
You could have and maybe should have been brought down three different times, and they just couldn't get you on the ground.
Well, you know, it's one of them things where I don't get, you know, a lot of times to showcase my, you know, terrific running back skills. But so I just said, you know what, you know, as soon as I get a ball in my hand, I get an opportunity. I just try to, you know, maximize on it. And, you know, I just try to keep the legs moving. And, you know, it worked out in my favor.
First interception of your career and you take it to the house.
What more could you ask for? You know, definitely a blessing, and I'm extremely grateful. And, you know, I'm one for one. Hopefully I keep it going.
Did you play with one of the Mayos at Hofstra? You went to Hofstra, right?
Yes, sir.
Was one of Mayo's brothers one of your teammates?
Yes, Deron was there. You think his brother, you think Gerard is an athlete. Man, Deron, he is a freak.
Gerard's the runt of the litter, you telling me? I mean, he's got a more freakishly athletic brother?
Yes, yes. Shoot, he played linebacker for us, and he could have played DB if you let him. He was, what was Deron? He's about 6 foot, about 215. Not the biggest, Gerard, but definitely he ran a 4.44, legit 4.4 flat. So I mean, benched 225 as a freshman, like 20 something times. So I mean, he came in just a monster. So I said, yeah, it's definitely in the blood.
Vince, I was thinking about this, the way you guys have had to play all year long on defense. You've played nose, you've played defensive end, you've been shuffled around. I mean, this guy has played with his hand in the dirt, looking like he's a defensive end with you out there sometimes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he got down in the dirt. He got a little taste of what we deal with down there. He didn't get a double team yet. I want to see how he'll look on a double team.
I got Chip.
You got Chip.
So you have any experience playing? I mean, other than here in the National Football League, any experience playing defensive end? I see a 100.
Literally.
Unless you're, what, 196?
Yes.
I see a 196-pound guy playing defensive end. I think, and, what is this, Tampa?
Indianapolis? Yeah, I actually had to lose weight. So I'm about 187 right now, you know, because, you know, playing corner and special teams, you know, I got to run a lot more. So, you know, I got to be a little slimmer. But I definitely have a whole new respect, you know, for V and those guys down in the trenches, man. It's a dogfight every play.
See, Michael was guessing earlier that you give up 100 pounds to Connolly when we were talking about the
200 plus.
And now we find out it's more than 100.
Yeah, definitely more than 100.
I mean, because Connolly is not 280-something. He has seen 280-something in a while.
That would be by far one of the most impressive runs I've seen, you know, big man or skilled player.
Bill said after the game, he said he was looking for somebody to tackle him. And nobody would.
He turned the corner.
I tell you what, man, as a big man, you talk about stuff like that. You try to put yourself in, you know, situations. And me personally, I'm like, man, look here. If I get the ball in my hand, I want to get to an end zone. I don't care how I get there. That's where I want to get. So I think every big man thinks like that. I don't think, you know, we're going to fall on the ground. If I pick a ball off, I'm a fall. I don't care. Look here. I don't care if they going in to score and it's the end the game. And there is I pick a ball off or I fumble and I'm in the clear. I'm going to pick the ball up and run. I will. I don't I'm sorry. Because as a big man, you never know when you're going to get a dream. That's a dream. Have a ball in your hands and running with no one around. Man, look here. Seymour did it a couple years ago in Buffalo.
Yep.
And he took it to the house with 70-something yards. So that's a dream, man, a big man's dream. That's definitely one of them.
I would find it as difficult trying to tackle you more so than Dan. So, yeah. I can see you getting in end zone.
See, I was actually using Vince as my example. You know, there was all this stuff made about the Jets and setting up the wall on the sidelines and all that stuff on the punt return. Mm-hmm. I said, there's a way to fix that. You make Vince the gunner for a play. Let those boys line up there toe-to-toe. Just set Vince up as the gunner and say, away you go now.
You know, I'll be a gunner.
Knock that wall down.
But at the same – be a gunner, and at the same time, I'm the safety. I'm going to be a safety because I will be the last one down there.
Guys, congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys.
Merry Christmas, both of you guys and your families. Thank you all very much.
No, thank you.
Vince Wilfork, Kyle Arrington here on Sports Radio WEEI.